Good morning, Bill. It's Tim Carter. How are you today? It's great to have you on the Ask the Builder show on WGRR. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
How can I help you, pal?
Well, I've got a question. I called you about, I don't know, 5 years or so ago about a condensation problem in our house.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, anyway, I've done everything I can think of, and I've asked everybody. So, anyway, my only thing that I can think of that's left is to try a heat recovery ventilator.
Okay, I don't understand how that's going to help a condensation problem, but let's talk it through. So so that everybody else knows about the problem, let's go over it again. Where are you having the condensation problem at?
In the entire upstairs or the entire first floor of the house. We've got a ranch with a full basement.
Okay, and the condensation is forming where? On what surfaces?
Windows, doors.
Okay.
Like when we get a warm weather and then we drop down cold.
That's right, exactly.
Well, like just, yesterday morning when it got just a little bit cold, the windows all fogged up and the doors and that kind of stuff yesterday.
Okay, well, here's, I'm going to assume that in your home that the windows and the glass and the doors, that it's all single pane.
No, they're Anderson windows.
They're Anderson windows.
Anderson windows.
And they're insulated glass.
Yep.
And you're still getting condensation on the inside.
Yep, and I've contacted Anderson. I've got their DVD on the condensation and everything and talked to them. And they say it's a condensation or a moisture problem in the house.
It is. Let me explain to you what the dynamics of what's happening. And then you'll see how easy it is to solve the problem.
I hope so.
It is. But first you got to understand why it happens. Okay, let's go back in time. Just 3 months from now, and if you remember, actually even 4 months, we had one of the hottest summers on record here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
We had like 30 plus days of 90 degrees or better.
Correct.
So if I would have come to your house on one of those hot, humid days, and we would have taken two cans of Pepsi or Diet Pepsi out of the refrigerator and walked outside and sat on your patio,
mm-hmm,
or deck, within about 3 minutes, the outside of those cans would be covered with moisture.
Correct.
The actual can would be, there'd be dripping water. And if we waited 10 minutes, there'd be a ring of water down at the bottom on the tabletop. Okay, that's condensation. Now, the reason it's happening is because the surface of that metal can is below the dew point of the air that's in contact with it. And if you watch a lot of our local weather forecasts, you know, here in town on television, frequently the meteorologists will talk about the dew point. They'll say the dew point right now outdoors is such and such. That's what that means. I mean, in other words, in the morning when you wake up and you go outside just before sunrise, you know, the grass is all wet, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's dew. I mean, that's what we're talking about. It's the dew point. It's the point at which dew forms. Okay. So what's going on is, inside your house, for some reason, for you to have had condensation on your windows yesterday, because it wasn't that cold outside.
Right.
In other words, the air temperature outside, I remember, because I've got a very accurate outdoor thermometer that broadcasts a radio signal to an indoor thing that tells me what it is. It was about 40-something degrees outside yesterday at the Carter House in Amberley Village, okay?
We had heavy frost at our house yesterday morning.
Okay, you could have a little bit of frost, but it surely wasn't lower than 32.
No.
Okay, all right. Here's what's happening. For you to have condensation, that must mean that the indoor humidity at your house is in what I would consider to be in the stratosphere. Because you're getting you have a dew point that is higher than, you know, the temperature of that inside pane of glass, because
right,
because the condensation is forming on the inner pane of glass. You know, in other words, if you walked up to that any one of your windows, you're telling me you wipe it with a towel and the condensation goes away.
Right.
Okay. So something in your house is pumping enormous and too much. It's pumping too much water vapor into the air. So we're gonna start going down a list right now. Number one, do you have a humidifier attached to your furnace?
No.
Okay, no humidifier. All right. Number two, Do you have a lot of indoor plants?
Very few now.
Okay.
Eliminated all those, basically.
Number three, do you have any aquariums?
No.
Okay. Do you or your wife, do you do the laundry in your house, and do you, some people actually still hang laundry indoors?
No.
Down in the basement, okay. How old's the house?
We built it in 91.
Okay, and were you there when the basement floor was poured? Was there a vapor retarder on that soil or on the pea gravel before the concrete was poured?
Yes.
Okay. Are the outside foundation walls, did they spray them with at least the black asphalt to damp-proof them?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the showers and bathrooms. Do you have really, really good exhaust fans in the bathrooms, and are they run every time everybody takes a shower?
Yes. I don't know how good they are, but we run them all the time when we take showers.
Well, and then do you cook a lot of pasta in the morning or at night? I mean, is somebody boiling a lot of water on the stove?
No, but if we do, like, fix a pot of spaghetti or something.
Yeah.
That night, the whole house will be, it's just like the moisture just hangs in the house.
Okay.
We're doing the dishwasher, same thing.
All right. Okay, let me ask this. Do you happen to have a vent-free fireplace?
No.
Or any type of gas appliances that are vent-free, like a decorative stove that's running, you know, like a direct vent fireplace, anything like that?
We have a gas fireplace, but we don't use it. We never use it.
Okay.
We had a gas hot water heater, and I eliminated that trying to...
Anything that's vented to the outdoors is fine. Here's the reason I asked if it was vent-free.
Right.
You know, a lot of times you'll go to these different stores, and they'll talk about, you know, hey, you can buy these vent-free gas log sets,
right.
You know, that you don't need a chimney, blah, blah, blah. What you need to understand is anytime you burn natural gas, a byproduct of burning natural gas is water vapor.
Right.
So anytime you use a vent-free appliance indoors, you're creating huge amounts of water vapor. Did your builder make a mistake and actually install a vapor retarder in the ceilings of your second floor or first floor where it, you know, connects to the attic?
No, there's no vapor barrier up there.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Then I've run out of things on my list as what's producing the water vapor.
Right.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You are going to. There's got to be something that's creating this water vapor in this house. I mean, there's something. You may not think it's you're pumping a lot of water into the air, but you are. How about? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to buy an inexpensive. It's usually like $30-$40. A hygrometer.
I've already done that. I actually went over to Granger and bought a sling psychrometer.
Okay, great. Oh, man, now you're really talking. So tell me what the relative humidity in your house is.
I haven't checked it right now, but normally when I was checking, I don't know, a couple years ago when I was doing it, it would never drop even in the winter when it got like zero out. We could never drop below like 45%.
But that's pretty high.
Right.
That's like in a stratosphere.
Now, if I open the windows, let the house air out, and then let it heat back up,
sure,
it would dry it back down some.
You bet.
You know, but then it would build back up after we took showers or cooked or whatever.
Right. Okay. Well, we just have to find out. Are there any other houses around you that were built by the same builder?
We actually built our house.
You built it yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's wrapped in Tyvek on the outside.
Well, that's okay. Tyvek is supposed to breathe. I mean,
it's supposed to.
Yeah, and it does. That's a good product.
Right.
There's something going on inside that is driving this moisture up. I mean, your indoor relative humidity is much higher than it should be.
Exactly.
So the only thing you can do at this point is, you know, to do it, you know, is to actually expend a little bit more energy. If you start, I can already tell you this. If you buy a really good dehumidifier,
mm-hmm.
and you start running it, it's going to start extracting the humidity out of the air.
Right.
You just have you've got two choices. You've either got to get the humidity out of the air, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to blow air across the windows and doors, which is a real big pain in the you know what.
Right.
Or you have to raise the temperature of the glass surface above the dew point. See what I mean?
Right.
You know, in other words, if the temperature of that inner glass surface was 80 degrees, I'm telling you right now there'd be no condensation. But who wants to spend that kind of energy to boost the temperature of that glass?
Right.
Okay, so the only thing I can think is if you can't locate the source of the moisture, you've got to you're just going to have to run a dehumidifier, and that's going to get rid of the condensation.
We've actually done that in the past, and it helps, but it doesn't keep up with it.
Well, then you need two dehumidifiers running. I mean, that in other words, you know, the one that's running is just it's just doing the best it can. So if you want, you know, you might have to run three, but like I said, somehow, Bill, we got to find out what's causing this moisture source. I mean, it sounds like you've done everything right, but something is pumping too much water into that house. I really tend to think that it's your, since we went through the list, I think it's all the bathing activities. I think it's the showers that you're taking or doing it. I would love to see you think about investing in a Fantech. Look that up on the internet. Fantech, Fantech.
Mm-hmm.
They make a great bathroom exhaust fan system where the fan motor is actually up in the attic.
That's what I was thinking. I thought about getting one of those. I've looked at them.
Yeah, and it actually extends pipes to the different bathrooms.
Right.
And, I mean, it's like a giant vacuum cleaner.
Right.
And I would run that thing, I would run that thing, and I would keep the fan on until you actually are totally dressed and you're getting ready to walk out of the bedroom.
Right.
See what I mean? Let that thing go.
Well, after we take showers, we'll let the bathroom fans run at least like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I have a feeling they're not doing anything. I have a feeling those fans are not pulling any humidity out of the air. All righty?
Okay.
That's the first place I'd start, and keep taking readings with that hygrometer.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll chart it, and I'll call you back if I still have a problem.
All right, dude, but once you lower that humidity, it's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
All right, Bill, thanks for taking the time to run through this with me.
Okay, thanks.
All right, buddy.